Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. Sony closed a browser-based version of the PlayStation Store that could be used to buy PS3, PSP, and PlayStation Vita games. Sony updated the browser-based PlayStation Store last year to only list PS4 and PS5 games, but region-specific links had allowed access to the older versions until now. Sony also announced it's shutting down the console-based PlayStation Store for the PlayStation 3 and PSP on July 2nd, with the store for Vita devices closing on August 27th. Digital purchases of games, DLC, and in-game purchases won't be possible after the shutdown, although users will still be able to download and play previously purchased content. The Japanese auto chip maker Renesas Electronics said that it now estimates 3 to 4 months to recover full chip making production following a fire at the factory on March 19th. The company still aims to resume some production in about a month and seeks to make up lost production at other facilities. Reuters sources say the Myanmar military government ordered ISPs to shut down wireless broadband service in the country. This comes after access to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and WhatsApp were blocked in February. Google announced several updates to Maps, including bringing live-view augmented reality directions to airports and transit stations in Tokyo and Zurich, as well as malls in Chicago, Long Island, Los Angeles, Newark, San Francisco, San Jose, and Seattle. More cities are on the way. Maps is also getting a new route option that will optimize for lowest fuel consumption, available in the U.S. later this year, add notifications when traveling through a low-emission zone, and will offer new map layers for weather and air quality. LinkedIn announced a new creator mode that will be available to all users and specifically meant for video creators on the platform, with profiles that can be followed for updated content feeds. The platform is also adding a video cover story for user profile pages and adding a new service page for freelancers to attach to profiles. LinkedIn further confirmed testing a social audio experience in its app. The company believes its audio offering will be differentiated by tying accounts to an individual professional rather than a social identity. ARM announced its first major new chip architecture in 10 years, called ARM V9. The architecture is immediately 15% faster and backwards compatible with ARM V8, and adds confidential compute architecture to keep app data separate from the OS, as well as scalable vector extension 2 for better AI workloads. Security researcher Brian Krebs's sources say the cloud-enabled IoT device maker Ubiquiti downplayed a data breach disclosed in January, calling it catastrophically worse than reported. The breach reportedly gave attackers full root administrator access to all Ubiquiti AWS accounts, allowing them to remotely authenticate to any Ubiquiti cloud-based devices, with attackers asking for a 50 Bitcoin ransom to not disclose the breach. Instagram launched a new feature called Remix that lets users record their Reels video alongside a video from another user, similar to TikTok's popular Duets feature. Remix has been in public testing, and some Instagram users may already have access. In what was apparently not an April Fool's joke, toy maker Funko acquired a majority stake in the NFT startup TokenWave, with plans to combine Funko Pop vinyl figures with digital tokens using the Wax platform. The first NFTs will arrive in June, with Funko offering a new one each week starting at $10, with rare tokens tied to exclusive Funko Pop figurines. Discord introduced stage channels across all platforms, which, unlike the app's existing voice channels, are designed to only let certain people talk at once to a group of listeners. Stage channels can only be created on community servers. Twitter confirmed it's working to bring browser support for Spaces, its audio chat room feature, currently available in limited testing on iOS and Android. The confirmation came after app researcher Jane Manchin Wong published preview cards for the web app found in the code. Google confirmed it will not exhibit at this year's Mobile World Congress, citing its COVID-19 travel restrictions and protocols. It joined similar announcements from Nokia, Ericsson, Sony, and Oracle. CD Projekt announced it decided to reconsider a standalone Cyberpunk 2077 multiplayer game previously announced by the company. The developer said it will focus on bringing online elements to all its games where it makes sense. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.